Good evening, I'm Mangino. Great having you here. Last night, Larry's Hometown Heroes event took place. And it was a pretty remarkable evening to be able to hear all of the heroes come forward and tell the stories that ultimately brought them to where they are. And I wanted, after hearing all of them, to give them an opportunity to be able to come on and be able to talk more about what they do, why they do what they do, and how you can help them continue to expand and grow and helping the different causes. And who knows, maybe next year you will be so inspired by what you're hearing over the course of the next several nights that you too will be doing something that will be honored by Larry with his Larry's Hometown Heroes event. Joining me this evening right now is George O'Donnell. George, if you would, bring that microphone around to you real nice and close. George O'Donnell is with us. He is the founder of Friends to Friends. And George, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you back on.
Thank you very much. It's
Absolutely.
A pleasure to be here.
What brought about Friends to Friends?
Well, our son was born in 83 with cerebral palsy. He had had two heart attacks. He had his eyes reconstructed, muscle reconstruction surgery. He's had spinal meningitis, hamstring lengthening on both legs, Achilles tendon lengthening, and in fact, he had hamstring lengthening twice. And as he got older, the kids sort of treated him like he was a disease. Nobody wanted to be around him because he was totally different. And I couldn't deal with that, so I just said, I'm going to start a program, a bowling program, which is a very controlled atmosphere for them. And what I did was I'd had kids without disabilities come in and bowl with our kids, not as helpers. I don't accept the volunteer thing. I call it a friend thing. And I started with six kids 22 years ago. I have 285 now. And the program is totally free. I go out and raise money for the kids.
Let's go back to starting this program, Friends to Friends. Mm-hmm. You noticed that Georgie wasn't able to make friends, and
no,
people
wasn't.
Just were having a difficult time and
accepting him. Yes,
but how did you take? See, I know a lot of people would just get frustrated, and then angry, and then bitter about it, and then just draw themselves into a cocoon, and then have this, you know, hate the world kind of approach. What got you to decide? You know what? Maybe if I can come up with a way of having some fun and making this enjoyable, not only for Georgie and right. others like Georgie, but others, kids too, this could work. Where did you get this idea?
Well, it was probably two fashions come in there. One was my love for my son and for special needs children. And I knew his life would be that from that point on. So I decided, you know what? I am going to introduce him to the public and children like him. Like it or not, I need them to find out how much our children have to give and how much they need to appreciate what they have. And when they see what our children can't do, it'll enrich their lives by trying to do something better and help people. And a thing comes back to me all the time. When my father passed away in 91, on his deathbed, I was talking with him. He said, "Son, I'm extremely proud of you." He said, "But just remember one thing. You give, and you give all you can. No matter what the situation is, you give." And that sort of stuck in my craw all my life.
Wow.
And I have forced myself to do this stuff forward and forward and forward until it has really started to work. But the backbone of the foundation has been from the very beginning, and it will be to the very end, was my wife. And without her, I would be nowhere right now. I am the mouthpiece for the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
She is the one who writes the grants and puts up with all my crap when I do so many things.
I'm looking over at her right now, and she's kind of rolling her eyes at you. You may be in more trouble when this interview's over.
Trouble is my middle name and last name. So,
did you ever go through a period where you felt kind of bitter about all of this?
At the very beginning, when it happened, I'd say for maybe the first month, I was so distraught because we had waited so long to have a child. But after seeing him, I can't throw that blame anywhere. It was an act of God. And my belief is, and my wife's is too, that these children, like my son, were put here for a reason. And they were put here for us to show how much we can do for others, regardless of what their race, creed, color, or problems are with disabilities. And we have moved forward on that. We have really never sat back and felt bad for ourselves. Oh, woe is me. I don't have time for that crap. I need, and my wife needs, we need to move on. And that's what we did.
You read what you described, I believe, was a letter to your son.
Yes.
But as I was hearing you read it last night at Larry's Hometown Heroes event, it sure sounded a whole lot more like a prayer.
It is a prayer. Some people call it a poem. I prefer to call it a prayer.
And I found myself sitting there listening to you like I would be at my church service with my pastor. And I'm mumbling, amen, amen,
well,
because I thought what you were saying was just absolutely glorious. I'm a big silver linings guy, that there's always something there that you can be thankful for no matter what it is that you have coming your way.
It is.
And it's about how you perceive that. And I was thinking about how, because of that and my faith, that I was just so touched by what you said. What I would like you to do you have it with you today?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Could you read it for everybody, please?
Be my pleasure. It's called A Father's Thanks. Thank you, Lord, for my son. Thank you, Lord, for showing me positive things from his disabilities. Thank you, Lord, for his lack of fine motor skills, for it has taught me the value of mine and to put them to better use by helping others like him. Thank you, Lord, for his poor posture, for it has taught me to stand tall and be proud when people stare at him, for they cannot know how upright he is in love. Thank you, Lord, for his seizures, for it has taught me to keep a clear and open mind about all things and never to judge a person by their outward appearance, but to look inside their hearts where the gift of love lies. Thank you, Lord, for his visual impairments, for it has opened my eyes to the need to bring children with and without disabilities together as friends and to help children not to look at the disabilities but to share the gift the Lord has given them. Thank you, Lord, for my son's hearing impairments, for it has helped me to hear the cry for friendship amongst all our children. And thank you, Lord, for letting me be the father of a child with disabilities. For I know you have already given him the keys to your kingdom. But most of all, thank you, Lord, for your son, who has opened all of our hearts to love for all of us. Amen and amen.
How many times have you read that prayer?
About 100.
Do you get choked up every time? Because I heard this time, and I heard last night. Does it happen every time?
Yes. These thoughts come through my head, and I think of him. And believe me, they're no different than other children. They have their ups and downs. The older my son's getting, the more his anger comes and disruptness, and he doesn't know he does it. It only lasts for a few minutes, and then you calm him down. But I've seen so many things in my life. I have been in the war. I've been wounded a few times. I have received multitude of medals. One was for heroism. But none of that ever compares to last night when I was at that award ceremony and heard these other people talking and met such wonderful people and what they try to do. And if we all can join together and just, when you see a child or a person with a disability, say hello to them, shake their hand, make them welcome, that would make their day. And in some cases, it would make their year. People need to be recognized for what they are. Children and individuals with disabilities, to me, are God's gifts. The more we show love towards them and compassion, how much easier would it be for us to show love and compassion to people without disabilities? Because they deserve it, and you deserve it. God put us here for a reason. We need to share. We need to come together as a society, regardless of race, creed, color, religion. We're all the same. And during the war, when I was wounded a few times, and friends of mine, I've had Indian friends, I've had black friends, I've had Chinese friends. You know what? When we all got shot, guess what? Their blood was red. So we are all the same. We just need to sit back and smell the coffee because it's there. But you got to face facts. God's love, and we need to be loved.
George O'Donnell, he is the founder of Friends to Friends, and you can find out more about the wonderful work they do and support them at their website, friendstofriends.org. More with George O'Donnell coming up in a moment on KDK Radio. Oh, man, you know, George O'Donnell is with me. He is founder of Friends to Friends, and his son, George Jr., was born in 1983 with cerebral palsy.
Yes, sir.
And has gone through more surgeries than I can remember you rattling off just a few minutes
ago.
Exactly. More surgeries that I'm sure that you and your wife would even want to have to go through yourselves.
Or anybody.
Every single one of them, absolutely heartbreaking, on pins and needles the entire time.
It's
just trying
it's
to imagine. One of the things that I was thinking about, and I mean absolutely no offense by this whatsoever. Mm. As you were going through your things that you were thinking, you were thankful for, there are 285 people, kids, that you help that you probably would have never helped if it wasn't for George Jr.'s disability. Is
exactly.
that fair to say?
Exactly.
And do you count those 285 as a blessing as well?
Every one of them are. I finally reached people and gave their parents and caregivers a chance to know that somebody out there does care. And by doing that and sharing this, and especially with my son, if God hadn't given him to us, I wouldn't be doing any of this right now.
What would you think you'd be doing?
Traveling. Just my wife and I retired and traveling. I travel wherever all this great nation is the only place I want to travel. I don't want to go anywhere else.
But as you talk about what you do, and you were talking last night and we're having this conversation now, this isn't work. This isn't in any way a burden to you. It's almost as though you beam with energy at the idea of doing what you're doing.
Well, it never was work, and it never will be. I am a disabled veteran. I'm 100% disabled. I suffer from severe PTSD. I've lost my hearing. I've lost a lot of times the use of my left hand where I still have metal in my arm. I have been shot in the neck where I can't even wear a tie anymore. But all that is trivial and meaningless and means nothing to me, because when I go with my son, when he's not bad, but when he's good, and I go to bowling and see these kids, it's just my PTSD doesn't exist anymore. When I leave and then my moments and my thoughts come to me where I can't focus on that, they come back to haunt me. On a daily basis, I can take a 20-minute nap and I have horrific dreams and nightmares. But all that's totally irrelevant when it comes to these guys.
So the more kids you have, the busier you are,
yes.
The better the PTSD is.
Yes, it is. A lot better. It is the greatest therapy I've ever had.
What I would like everyone to do right now who's listening is help George with his PTSD. But if you have a loved one who's dealing with a disability, go to the website Friends to Friends, and let's go from 285 and let's make it 1,285. I want to make you as busy as we can possibly be. You never have another issue to deal with again.
That would be fine with me. However, and you're out there and your listeners need us, this program, I run this program year-round. I do bowling from September through April. I approached the council in Murraysville and asked it for some property, and they gave me a ton of acreage, and I had a miracle baseball field built. It is a complete building, concession stands, playgrounds, riding trails, walking trails, a rubber surface on everything, a rubber basketball court. I have pontoon rides in August. We take them up to Marine State Park and them and their families.
Mm-hmm.
We all ride pontoons, and the kids get to drive the boat around the lake. I take them to Kennywood. I take them to Pirate Games. I take them to Penguin Games. When I had like 60 kids, I would buy the kids anything they wanted for Christmas. But now with 285 and a few of them asked me for a new car, I decided just to give everybody a $20 gift card because it's a lot easier. But I run the program.
Let me ask you this. What does it cost the kids and the families to be a part of what you do?
It's a high cost. It's zero. I don't charge anybody anything. I go out and I raise the money. I ask for people like in your audience to donate. My program costs me $30,000 a year, and there isn't one dime goes to anybody. My wife and I are the only two ball players in here, and nobody gets paid. 100% our kids, that's it. And I find ways to do it. Last year, we were running low, and my wife and I remortgaged our house, and she gave me $10,000 to keep the program going. That's why.
Wow.
I love this woman more than life itself. She's that kind of a person. I do love her, and I love you guys. And if anybody could help us, it's all tax deductible. The donation forms are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
are individuals able to donate online?
Yes, online. They can do it. They can. I don't think the online. I'm not very good at computer stuff, so you have to forgive me. She is the brains of that. I do most of it. People just send me a check.
Okay.
I do have the donation form online, but I also have I-9 forms that if you wanted to contact me on by phone or by email.
Mine.
And my email is O'Donnell, that's O-D-O-N-N-E-L, the number 2@comcast.net. And if you send us an email, I will send you a donation form along with an I-9 form if you need that. And I'll be more than happy to send it to you.
Real quick, we have about a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the story about the lady that you took to bowling.
Okay, there was after five years of bowling, I used to visit different operations, group homes, senior homes, and I ran into a lady who was 85 years old and never bowled a day in her life and never left this home. She was institutionalized. I got her to come out. I offered to ride her, but one of the aides there said they'd bring her. She come out. And during the bowling process, I get the kids pizza wherever they want. I said, would you like some pizza? She said, Big George, I have waited 85 years after watching Nick Perry to bowl. I don't want nothing to eat. I want a bowl. And God bless her precious heart. But 5 weeks later, she passed away. But she got her wish.
Thanks to you, George. George O'Donnell with us. More coming up in a moment on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. George O'Donnell is with me. He is the founder, Friends to Friends. And the one goal in mind is to bring children and adults with and without disabilities together to share their gifts through sports. And the sport that he loves the most is bowling. And we're climbing up to 300 kids now.
Yes.
That you're able to make a difference in their lives. And you are hoping for many, many more.
Yes, I am. The more, the merrier.
And how far away are kids coming to be a part of what you're doing?
They come from Butler, Green, Armstrong, Westmoreland, Fayette, Cranberry, what's that there? And Allegheny County.
Yeah.
They come from everywhere.
And where do they come from? And where do they go to? Where does this happen?
At Nesbitt's Bowling Lanes in Plumborough. It's right below the Plum Senior High School.
Okay.
It's very easy to find. On the website, there is a map that'll bring you into the place.
There was another story that you were wanting to be able to tell.
Yes. This was about 10 years ago. It was Christmas Eve. And I got a phone call from a friend of ours whose son is disabled and said, George, I need your help right away. There's a little boy named, I don't want to mention his name
before
he lives at. But he wants to meet Santa Claus. He's never had the chance to meet Santa Claus. And he had come bowling a couple of times, and he was gone for a while, and he'd come back with one leg. Gone for a little while longer, come back with no legs. Then I get the call on Christmas Eve, so I scrambled around. I found a Santa Claus suit. I went to his house, and I walked in and greeted him. Then I went upstairs to change clothes and put the Santa Claus on, and I had this big bell, and I'm ringing a bell, and I'm yelling at Rudolph, and if he doesn't stop kicking me, I'm going to throw him off the roof. Well, I could hear the young man downstairs laughing. So I went down and I gave him a bunch of presents and we talked and laughed and he gave me a big hug. And I said, Santa's got a lot of presents to deliver. But if you don't hang around for a while, you're not going to get that present. So you make sure you're around. He said, I will, Santa. Gave me a big hug. And I left. I went upstairs, changed clothes and left. I got on the parkway. His dad called me, said he died. And if I've done anything right in my life, it was to present that boy with the gift of Santa Claus, something he always wanted but never had. So God rest him. And if you have somebody out there that you have a hardship about or you are mad about, blow it off because they may not be here the next hour, the next day. Give them the opportunity to show what you have lying inside your chest. And that's the gift of love and forgiveness. By doing that, you'll be a much, much better person for everything in your life.
Wow. What a... Did you have any idea that he was that sick?
No, not an idea at all. None at all. I knew he had cancer, but I didn't know how severe it was, and I did not want to ask his parents. And they were so elated that I even showed up on Christmas Eve with a costume on, a Santa Claus suit, and made his dream come true of meeting Santa Claus. What a small thing that is, but what a giant step it was for him.
Right.
A lot of other people need that. All it takes is for you to wake up, smell that proverbial coffee, and do something nice. All it takes, and you will find out throughout life, the nicer you are, the more returns will come to your heart. Guaranteed.
Many people think about, oh my goodness, he's with almost 300 kids. Mm-hmm. How do I even start there? How do you start taking care of 300 kids?
Well, this program, when I started it, it was to bring children with and without disabilities together, but it was also made for parents and family to get together, whether it was siblings, friends, neighbors, whatever. Everybody was welcome to come, but you cannot drop your child off and let him bowl, he or she bowl. That's not going to happen. I don't know the conditions of a lot of kids, whether they're seizure disorders, violent eruptions, whatever, blindness, deafness. I don't know any of that. So this program is designed to bring families and children together, and it works. And out of 22 years, I've only had one person that came to the bowling alley and said, I'll leave my son here, I'll be back. And I said, no, you won't. You stay with your son. This is a family program. She said, well, I never. And I said, well, and you never will either. So take your son and go ahead and go, because you can't just leave him here. You can't expect me with 300 kids running around here to take care of Buffy and Jody by myself. It's not going to happen. So when you come as a family, you right. will find out what your child can do and how proud that child will make you. So don't just drop them and leave. Stay with them. You're going to find out they have a lot of fun.
Let's go back to that first bowling event.
Mm.
So I'm guessing since you don't charge anybody to be a part of this, you paid for all of that out of
yes.
your pocket?
Yes. I went out and raised money, and I continue to do it. I stop everywhere. My wife gets so upset at me sometimes, and when I walk into Walmart or wherever we're at, I don't care where we're at, I walk up to people and say, listen, I get this program. Would you like to donate? And it has opened so many avenues. And I don't take no for an answer very easily. I am extremely relentless, not to the point of being aggravating, but I will kill you with kindness.
You are going to make your case.
I'm going to make it one way or the other.
As sweetly as you can,
yep.
the big bear that you are, but you're going to do all you can to convince.
Yes, I am. And it's well worth it. And it was so funny because years ago during the war, I used to feel so bad for the children because they were the ones that got hurt. And I used to give them clothing. I used to give them food. I used to give them money to take care of them, to make sure they had something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come home and my wife and I got married, and by the way, she's been my wife for 45 years.
Congratulations.
We've been together 50.
Nice.
And we were childhood sweethearts. But when I come home, I just see the cry out there. You see the need for it. And we always tried to have children but couldn't.
But George, one more thing before I let you go. We have to wrap this up in less than two
okay.
minutes. You're a disabled veteran.
Yes.
You're a man that could easily get in line and say, I need.
Yeah. Yes, I could.
But you're not saying that.
No. What I like is just generosity of the public, whether it's businesses, companies, individuals, whatever. If you have a kind spot in your heart and you want to see a difference in life, please go to our website at friendstofriends.org, get the donation form, make it. If you need more things, like I said, I gave my number earlier, 724-733-4439.
We will share, I will share the website on my Facebook page and make sure everybody has access to it through theirs. But it's so easy to remember. Just go right to it yourself.
Yes.
Friendstofriends.org.
Yes.
And do what you can to make a difference.
Whatever you can.
If you're a business owner right now and you have the opportunity to do something like this, tax deductible gift.
Yes.
And it all goes right back to the kids.
100% goes to our kids.
100%.
Yes.
Are we sure about that?
Positive. They get food. They get, if they need bowling equipment, whatever they need. I have a fishing tournament every
and
year
so
for them,
And so you do
too.
All this work completely free without any compensation?
Not a doggone thing, nor do I want anything. Do I need anything? I have been blessed, my wife and I both, with a great career. And we retired. We're not wealthy by any standards.
Right.
But
you just want to take care of the kids.
We just want to take care of them.
Friendstofriends.org is the website. George O'Donnell, you are a wonderful man.
Thank you so much, sir,
for coming in this evening.
My honor. My honor. Thank you so much.
All right. Stay right there. Larry Richard, busy again tonight. This time he's downtown at Hines Hall. Details coming up next on KDK Radio.